The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. Dayton came in with Rose Gray. Excited to see you. That means you're not quarantined in a hotel somewhere.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
So how did the trip go?
Unbelievably well. So we'll start out while telling everybody that thank you to the good folks at Margaritaville Island Reserve Cap Cana. Cap Cana is a gated community in the Punta Cana area of the Dominican Republic, and they graciously allowed me to come and visit them for several days, which I took advantage of. This is a brand new resort. It has a sister property in the Riviera Maya, which I saw at the end of September, but I saw it. Now, when you do site inspections, they're going to show you three categories of rooms, and they're going to show you several of the public areas, and they're going to show you some restaurants and the pools, and then you leave. I like it much better when I can stay there so I can interact with the staff and get to feel this resort. And I have a very good feeling about this resort. I would call it a soft opening. So first of all, I want to thank Jennifer, Jessica, a delightful man by the name of Easy, who was all around the resort taking notes whenever I spoke to him. So not exactly sure exactly what his job was, but just very white and clean and flat. It's owned and managed by the same people that are Charisma Resorts. And you know about Charisma Resorts because I talk about the El Dorado all the time. And I got that same vibe at this resort in the Dominican Republic. Very pristine and clean and just delightful. As I said, it was a soft opening. Now, for those of you who know about Margaritaville, you know it's Jimmy Buffett, right?
Yes.
We're wasting away in Margaritaville. Stepped on a pop top with my flip-flop and all of that kind of stuff.
That's a lyric, by the way. That didn't happen to you while you were at the...
No, it did not. But there is a great big flip-flop with a pop top right when you first enter. This was my fear, that there was going to be so much Jimmy Buffett in your face that it was going to be over the top too much. It is so understated and so well done. The music that is playing continually throughout the property is certainly mixed with some Jimmy Buffett, some well-known Cheeseburger in Paradise type music. But that same vibe, that same kind of music playing throughout. Several good options for meals. I want to point out the Land Shark Brewery and Grill, which was the first place I headed to, because I wanted to have a Land Shark beer. That's the Margaritaville brand, Jimmy Buffett brand beer. Not ready yet.
Oh.
That's okay. It was still delicious. It was still delightful. They had several beers to choose from. The Presidente beer, which is the national beer of the Dominican Republic, is something I've always liked. And now they came out with a light version.
Oh.
Presidente light.
Can't wait to try it.
Yeah, so it's very, very yummy. Well, yeah, somebody I know might be able to try that.
Yes.
I don't know.
Soon.
Yeah. So it was very delightful. Again, thank you to the entire staff. Thank you to Margaritaville Island Reserve Cap Cana for welcoming me and allowing me to see your property. If you are looking for an opportunity to go to a new prop, now, how many people don't love a new car?
Right.
All right. Or moving into a new house. This is a new resort, so it still has that new resort smell. And they've got some really good specials for this upcoming year. So you know what's going to happen. People are going to fall in love with this place.
Right.
The price is only going to go up and up and up. So we can certainly help you out with that. I will be sending a report to all of my colleagues at the beginning of this week so they know everything they need to know. Again, you have to have your patience pants on just a little because it was a bit of a soft opening, but several room categories, including a villa area, which is adults only, where you are catered to. I did not stay there, but I saw it. And some really great bars and some really friendly bartenders. So
awesome. Sounds like a great time.
I recommend it, and I can give you more information if you are are interested.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. When we get back, we'll recap the gift of giving Disney for the holidays, and we'll take your calls. Give us a call. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray. Cloudy, windy, a high of 48 today, currently 39 degrees. So Punta Cana sounds lovely right now.
Oh my gosh, it was 86 degrees. I will tell you, it was a little warm. I can't lie, it was a little warm. But man, oh man, a nice refreshing breeze. It's quite breezy there. Okay. Much more so than
You're on an island.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. So not as windy as Aruba, but certainly more windy than some of the other Caribbean destinations, and certainly more windy than Riviera Maya.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Let's talk about it. Give the gift of Disney. I see the recording is on the website.
It is. So when you do go to our resources tab and you look at vacation travel shows and events, you will probably say, oh, we should check back for future events, because we know we're getting into holiday time, right? So we're probably not going to infringe on your busy life while you're shopping and preparing and all of that kind of thing. So stay tuned. Something will be coming down the pike. But we got really smart and started letting the past recorded events up there on that page. So the Give the Gift of Disney virtual show, which happened this past Tuesday, is up there. And this will be something we will probably post for a long time on our Disney Dream Team page as well, because it's just full of information. And even though Disney Week is over at our offices, you can still get a special gift if you book by November 30th. They have some lovely little treats and trinkets for anybody that comes in and wants to talk about Disney. So, and we also understand that some of you might not be in a position where you can just put this all together right now. You can't just come up with this, but you want to let your family, loved ones, whoever you're giving this, know that it's coming up. You're going to do a Disney trip. So let us put together a little packet for you that would say, when we're past the holidays, we're all going to get together and we're going to plan this Disney trip as a family. We're going to make this happen. Or you want to give it to a well-deserving employee or something like that. So we can come up with that. The other thing we tell people all the time is, what about giving the gift of travel in the form of a gift certificate?
Sure.
Wouldn't that be a smart idea? You can't predict what somebody is going to be comfortable with, perhaps. Maybe can't predict what their likes and dislikes. I have a perfectly great story, which I will shorten to tell you that when I first started in this industry in the late 80s, mid 80s, a gentleman gave all of his employees, he had a very small staff, 22 people, all of his employees, a four-day cruise.
Wow.
But he picked the time they were going to go based on grouping them and having them gone at different times so that the office and production could still run. There was one man who had to go back to this gentleman and say, my wife will not get on a ship. She is so deathly afraid of water, it's not even an option for her. So we worked around that. We figured something else out. However, you don't want to do that. You want to give somebody something they would thoroughly enjoy. So you know they want to travel. It could be a train trip. It could be a European river cruise. It could be a Disney experience. There's all kinds of things you can do with a gift certificate.
So did that couple end up in Toledo? Or where did they go?
Actually, they took a driving trip to Nashville.
I wasn't too far off.
Well, she didn't like to fly either, so it was a little tricky. But so you don't want to presume what somebody will like or accept or be excited about, but you do know they want to travel, or you do know they maybe go to see their kids in California every year or something like that. So we can help you with those kinds of things. We can send you an email. You can do this right over the phone, and we send you an email with your gift certificate.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Easy to do, and you don't have to leave the house, go to a store with empty shelves and nothing there to buy.
Yeah, that does not really sound like a good idea. That's the most wonderful time of the year until that happens.
Right. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Rose Gray here on the Fox World Travel Show, ready to take your questions. You can call or text in. Dayton Kane here on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 924 Dayton Kane and with Rose Gray talking travel. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We do have a text here. I don't know if you remember last week, somebody was asking, they forgot to put the check in with their passport application. And you were right. They sent her back an envelope with everything and said, send us the check. She sent it back in, and now they're just waiting, hoping they can get it before April when they go to Jamaica.
I feel comfortable. I feel confident. April is good. So I just got a text from somebody at Fox today that let me know that his wife's passport was sent in for renewal the first week of September, and they got it yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, we sent ours in July, and we got it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they're really catching up.
They're catching up. But again, think of all those people that are going to that lockbox, going to that safe deposit box, going where they keep that document, and they haven't opened it for 2 years. They haven't looked at it for 2 years. I don't know that everybody knows when their passport expires. I that would not be something most people would
know. Yeah, if you don't travel a lot, for sure.
Right. So we just want to remind everybody, they're telling us right now, 8 to 11 weeks for normal processing of a new passport, 6 to 8 weeks if you pay the $60 additional for expediting. So it's not back to normal yet. They're making progress. They're making good progress. But man, it just hurts my heart when somebody can't go on a trip because their passport's expired.
Especially since we've been preaching about it for a year at least. Like, make sure you're looking at this. So the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Patrick on the line from Racine. Good morning, Patrick. What's your question?
Yes, good morning. We are planning to take our children and grandchildren to Hawaii sometime in 2023. And we would like to know if you have a particular office with an agent who would be able to help us with those plans and what might be the best options for us.
Yes. So on our website, foxworldtravel.com, under the travel tab, you will find a drop down for vacation travel. And then there is a tab for find a travel advisor, and you have the opportunity to list an office or a destination or your interests, and you can filter your search. And there are a number of very, very talented people at Fox who are more than happy to talk to you about island travel and how to best accomplish that with a multi-generational group like yours. They can help you determine, you know, what islands to see, what kind of accommodations you might need, and that kind of a thing. So you can read their profiles. Once you look at them, they will tell you where they are. They will tell you how many times they've been to that island or those islands, that kind of a thing. And pick one of them. Many of our offices are open, six of them to be exact. The Oshkosh office is about to open at the end of this month, and then that just leaves Green Bay. So right now, our Greenfield and our Brookfield office are both open. Certainly, an appointment is great. That then you know that person is going to be there. Not necessary, but we would love that. And just take a look. But each one has a different spin on it. Some of them know more about a particular island than the other ones, and some of them have a very good knowledge of all the four main islands.
All right.
Thanks, Patrick.
Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome.
Have safe travels, Patrick. All right, off the text line here. If your passport has already expired, does that add cost, hassle, additional time to replace?
It depends on how long it's been expired. But the length of time it's been expired is incredible. I think it's 15 years that they'll still consider that a renewal as opposed to a new one. A renewal is easier than a new one. A renewal is easier because you can do all the forms online at home, go to a place that takes pictures, do the picture, and then take care of it. A new one is a little bit more lengthy, but certainly not bad. So a renewal is less expensive, and a renewal is being processed a bit quicker.
Okay, another question here from the 414. What do you hear about cancellation of Christmas markets in Germany?
Yes, so I just really looked into this deeply yesterday because Munich 2 days ago close down the Christmas markets.
Oh.
Absolutely close down the Christmas markets. And now we know that Austria is in a great big lockdown as well. That was announced yesterday. So we are working through that right now for our guests, our customers who have Christmas markets planned, and what the various tour companies and river cruise companies, because that's a very big river cruise market, is going to be doing about this, how they're handling it, because those are starting up now. So
okay.
I talked to a gentleman yesterday because I was helping one of our newer travel advisors work through this. They were supposed to leave on November 30th, and they do not want a compromised experience. And I don't blame them for that.
Right, exactly. Before we jump over to the news center, tell us how to get in touch with you guys.
Yep, so it's 866-GO-FOX-GO. You can also give us a call Monday through Friday or do live chat. As I was telling Patrick, when you go to our agent directory, there is a live chat and you can chat with people. And then, of course, our website is probably the best, foxworldtravel.com, loads of information.
It is the Fox World Travel Show, WTMJ Breaking News Center. We jump over to Alex Krill. Good morning, Alex.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Bucks taking on the Magic at the Fiserv tonight, 7 o'clock. Bucks shoot-around starts at 6 o'clock on WTMJ. And it's like magic, Rose. You say to Isaac, I want Latin music, bumper music. And he gets it for you.
I know, because I was kind of, I keep saying, when I get back from a Spanish-speaking country, I say hola to everybody for about the first week I'm back. So
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Germantown. Pat, good morning. What's your question?
Hi, we're supposed to leave on a Viking River cruise to do the Christmas markets on Wednesday, and Austria has shut down, and they rerouted us to a cruising day in Bratislava. But Germany sounds like they might shut down. Do you think they'll cancel this cruise?
I'm not sure that they'll cancel it, but if you want to move your trip to next year, that's the route I would take. Because right now, as we were at break, I was looking at some of the other news, and you are right. They are closing. Munich closed down first, but now Bavaria and Saxony in Germany canceled their Christmas markets for the season as well. So I think this is just going to be a snowball effect, and I think everybody's going to probably be doing that. But if you wait for them to do it, you're usually in a better position with regard to your negotiating opportunities. But as I was saying to another text, I answered one of the text questions, is that if you're going to just move your money, typically the cruise lines are a little bit more understanding than if you just outright cancel it. So did you book it directly with Viking, or are you working through a travel advisor?
Directly with Viking.
Yeah, so I would, personally, because you don't really have an advocate at this time, I think I would just call them and be proactive and just say, what are my options here?
And what do you think is the last you should cancel?
Well, I feel like if you look at your ports of call and you see that all of the places you were going to be stopping are not going to be open for you, what kind of cruise is that? You're going to stay on the ship the whole entire time. There won't even be any opportunities for you to get off. So you've definitely got some leverage here, and I would just give them a call and, again, see what your options are.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks, Pat. Let's jump over to Mark in Milwaukee. Good morning, Mark. What's your question?
Good morning. My daughter is getting married in July, end of July of 2022, and they want to do their honeymoon right away in July, and they want to go somewhere either in the Caribbean or in Mexico. And I'm just looking for suggestions. I've never traveled during that time of the year, and I know it's going to be warm. So
it is.
What's your take?
Yeah. So it's one of those kind of things where it is what it is. Timing is everything. And I've been to Mexico and the Caribbean in the summer months. It's hot, but it's not a surprise that it's hot. So what a better thing might be to do is find out what it is they're looking to do on their honeymoon. Oh, that didn't sound really that great to the dad. So what I mean was, like, what are they looking for? Adventure? Are they going to have such a blowout wedding that they're going to need a week to recover and relax? Are they water people? Are they excursion people? That kind of a thing. Jamaica and St. Lucia are very, very known for being honeymoon destinations. So not that all of the Caribbean and Mexico is not, but they would cater very nicely to those that couple will feel very special in those two destinations because they will make it so. And then another thing to do is look at options that are all-inclusive adults only. I'm guessing they probably aren't really looking for a kid-type friendly resort. And again, if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and take a look at Find a Travel Advisor, and actually, if you put in interests and you put in destination weddings or couples and adults, that's a better one. Put it, filter through with couples and adults, you'll find who we have experts that work with that niche market.
Okay, and as far as deals go, are they better off waiting until closer to the honeymoon?
Yeah,
or are they better off booking something in advance?
Well, if they're very like, we're going to be perfectly fine. If they give us three choices and one of them is really a good deal, we're going to do that. But if they're the kind of people that are very detail oriented and want to know very much in advance, we know which property we're going to. We know exactly what we're doing. We really, you know, don't have a lot of wiggle room or, you know, freelance opportunity, then possibly go ahead. The one beautiful thing about it is if you buy the insurance that the vendor provides, typically that's going to protect you in the event that the package price drops.
Okay.
Yep. So let one of our experts work with them on that, and they'll make sure it's a special event.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Here's a text here. Get out your crystal ball. Do you think cruisers will have to fully vaccinate in order to go to the Alaska cruise next year?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't. I think you may have to show a test. You may have to show a test, but anything can happen.
All right. I like this one from the 715. Good morning, Rose and Dylan. So when you find Dylan, let him know. I'm dating, but thank you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. What can you tell us about Spirit Airlines now flying Milwaukee to Florida?
Okay, so my good friend Dylan, a.k.a. Dayton, told me in advance that this question was going to come up. And because he knows that if I sometimes answer in a very impulsive, off-the-cuff way, it's not always best. So I needed to take a breath and say, let's see what Google has to say about this. Spirit is an American ultra low cost carrier.
Okay, that tells you something.
Ultra low cost carrier, located headquartered in Miramar, Florida. It operates schedules throughout the United States and in the Caribbean. They are an ultra low cost carrier, and they make no bones about it. They do not try to hide anything. Their CEO has always been very, very upfront about the fact that they are about price first and everything else second. So cleanliness, extra bag fees, extra seat fees, extra, all of that is secondary to the price.
Right.
So
just know that going in.
I also want to let you know that they were one of the people that were truly, truly looking at charging people to use their lavatories.
Oh,
that went by the wayside, but that tells you their mindset and their business model. So
the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray taking your questions on the Fox World Travel Show. We're going to take a break. We'll get more next.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. Packers-Vikings noon tomorrow. 9 a.m. coverage starts here on WTMJ.
Hey, that's not a gimme either, man. That Kirk Cousins is, anything could happen.
Well, and you know, as a rival like that, they're always playing their hardest trying to take us down. So. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Another question here on the text line from the 262. It says, Rose, will the TSA have an issue with a heart monitor I have to wear? Please advise Mike from West Bend.
No, what will probably end up happening is you will be taken aside. I'm sure, have some documentation about that particular thing from a physician, or you can just tell them, look, I've got this thing. And then they're going to take you out of line, and then they're going to treat you differently. That they would treat somebody with knee replacements, or people that have heart monitors, or people that have strollers, or people that are in wheelchairs. Sometimes those people are taken off to the side and certainly taken care of in a different way.
I didn't even think of that. We're going to have a stroller with Audrey Rose. Yeah. So they're going to have to maybe get taken off. And okay, yeah. Interesting. Okay, another one here from the 920. Took an impromptu trip to Ireland. I had less than 6 weeks to plan. I overnighted my expired passport with expedited service the first week of September. I received it on October 8th. You can tell the passport agent if you have an airline reservation 2 weeks prior, and they treated them very kindly. They went to Ireland. It was beautiful. Everything was great.
Well, and here's another little thing. Sometimes the agents at most people think to go to their post office for their passport, but there are other options. Sometimes it's the city clerk. Sometimes it's, you know, there's usually another entity that you can go to. They have been telling people, when are you traveling? And if the people are saying March, end of March or April, they're saying, you know what? Put January 15th. Oh. Nobody checks.
Right.
Nobody checks. And yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This must be based off our Spirit Airlines conversation. What does Rose think about Allegiant Airlines?
Same exact thing that I would say about Spirit. They are an ultra low cost saving airline. You have to understand as you move through the process that you are going to pay for everything. You're going to pay for a seat assignment. You're going to pay for a carry-on bag. You're going to pay for a checked bag. You know, so they're getting their additional revenue that they're giving up by discounting their seats so greatly by charging you for ancillary services. So that's kind of how that works. So sometimes people are like, wow, did I really save any money on that? Because, you know, the comfort level is a little bit compromised, I would say, based on my friends' experiences. And yeah, I mean, if price is your driving factor, yes, Spirit and Allegiant are definitely where you should look.
Yep. There you go. Sorry about blowing your name, Dayton. Thank you for the info, Rose. I've been called worse. No problem. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Get your calls in. One final segment left coming up next on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The captain has put the seatbelt sign on. We're coming in for landing.
There you go.
Final segment here on the Fox World Travel Show. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. I'm Dayton. That's Rose, of course. And let's talk the gift of Disney again.
Yeah, so I really want everybody to understand that, you know, because you miss these doesn't mean that you've missed them. You can go to our website and you can find them under resources. And not only do we have the gift of Disney, which doesn't have to be all about giving the gift. It can be learning more about Disney and the protocols right now at Disney and Disney Cruise Lines and Disneyland. And we've got a special going on right now that if you book something for Disney before the 30th of November, there are little swag bag gifts for you, that kind of a thing. OnStage Alaska is still up on our website, so you can watch that. World Tour Showcase, that was in October when we launched or announced everything we were going to be doing, or much of what we're going to be doing for 2023. So another opportunity for you to see that. And then, of course, Croatia, Iceland, and Switzerland. And those were summer-type events, virtual events. And they're all still up there. So you can go back and take a look. And as soon as we have something new, I will be the first one to let everybody know, because we had so many people on the give the gift of giving. It was record-breaking for us. So, yeah.
So besides those virtual events up there, what else can we find on the website?
So an unbelievable amount of things. So I'm so happy to talk about Fox World Travel in general, because people think of vacation travel, and I work on the vacation side, and I get to talk about the fun side of travel.
Right.
But we also do at Fox World Travel business travel, and we also do meetings and incentives. And for anybody that went through the pandemic without a travel management company, if you are a business owner of some size and your force does travel a bit, you know what it was like to manage all of that. It was a nightmare. What was refundable? What was reusable? What could you extend? How do you use these tickets up that you didn't people didn't fly on, etc.? And so we're getting more and more people reaching out to us and saying, you know, what can you tell us? We have a human resources person managing our travel right now, or we have our director of supply chain, you know, doing right. that. And that's always a sideline for those individuals. And this should be a full-time gig if you've got a pretty sizable business. So we do that as well. And then also people ask all the time about travel insurance. If you go to our resources tab, you can see travel insurance. Even if you didn't buy your package, your airline ticket, your trip itself from Fox World Travel, you can get an insurance quote from us. We use AIG/Travel Guard. So those are the kinds of things that we can do. Travel show with Rose Gray. You missed a show and you want to hear it? We post those every Monday. Our good friend Isaac sends those to me. I forward those to our marketing team and they post that on that page every single Monday. So you can listen to old shows if you want to.
You could listen to Rose every day.
You could if you want to. I don't know why you would, but but you could. So yeah, we've got a lot going on that website. This is where breaking news happens all the time.
So earlier we talked about honeymoon destinations with a caller. You guys also do destination weddings as well, right?
Absolutely. And we had a caller that Isaac took that what couldn't stay on the line and wanted to know if we can do river cruises or Great Lakes cruises. They're huge right now, absolutely huge. There are a number of companies that do the Columbia River, the Snake River, the Mississippi River. There, if there's a river, there's probably an opportunity for you to river cruise on it. And then we all have probably heard the news within the last 10 days or so that the Port of Milwaukee is looking to expand and get better because we're going to be welcoming bigger ships now that are doing sailings on the Great Lakes.
Nice.
It's a big, beautiful world out there. And whether you travel domestically or internationally, we are your full service travel agency to help you.
Very good. So each week we do this. Next week is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We are still here next Saturday.
We are here next Saturday.
So and, don't miss it.
No, I don't want people to go off and do something silly like Christmas shop or something.
No,
right?
No. You need to be here listening. Right. We do it from 9 to 10 every Saturday, the Fox World Travel Show. And like she said, if you miss it, it's always up on the website at foxworldtravel.com. How do people get in touch with you throughout the week?
So it's 866-GO-FOX-GO. And I happen to be in what we call the Vacation Travel Institute. We are training 5 new travel advisors. They're hitting the offices come Monday. We release them out into the world. I push them out of the nest on Friday. And they're willing and able to take your call. And they're doing live chatting. All of our travel advisors are. But we're helping them learn to be really good at the live chats, picking those up very quickly. And so you have an opportunity to do that if you don't even want to speak to somebody.
You finding the volume of that picking up, people not wanting to pick up the phone
Absolutely.
And they just want to type on their computer?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're getting to that, aren't we?
We are, and it's okay. It's all right.
However you want to do it, just do it.
We want to be all things to all
people. Get your travel advisor, yes. We like that. Awesome. Well, always good having you on. Prediction for the game tomorrow?
I think it's going to be a battle, but I pretty much see the Packers winning.
So I saw something this week that said the Packers have a 99.3% chance of making the playoffs is what they're predicting.
Yeah.
Bears, 0%.
Oh, fabulous.
That made me feel good.
Wait, did you say that?
Alex is looking at me.
Alex.
No, I forgot he was in the room.
We didn't need that. We all knew it was zero. We didn't need that.
Came in when it was,
didn't need to say it.
I didn't see him over there. All right.
All right. So everybody have a safe and happy weekend, and we'll see you after Thanksgiving.
Yes,
right?
We will. Right. Thank you, Rose. Have a great week. All right. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the Annex Wealth Management Team with Money Talk, and we will check in with Alex Crow. It's Dayton Kane. Have a great week.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.